Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
7:33, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance being joined once again by Heather Dinich of ESPN's college football analyst and expert.
I want to make sure Heather's okay with this, but I consider Heather to be the official mom of college football. And I say that probably because I know she's taking care of her kids. I say that as a dad of many, many children. But Heather, is that offensive to you if I call you the official mom of college football? Because you're locked into everything going on in college football. We love having you on. But also know you have to mom it up sometimes, too, during the show in the morning here.
Hey, listen, I've got a nine-year-old in tears because he can't get his rubber bands on his braces. So I am not offended by that.
Good.
I fully embrace the dual role, and I've got my, like, if I could have that, you know, the Wonder Woman gift, I'd throw it out there right now.
Heather Dinich here with us on ESPN 97.5. Dual role, no, probably multiple roles that she's playing every single day to be on top of her college football game. Heather, a report this week came out that Kevin Warren is the one who's holding up the college football playoff expansion, in that he has to have conference champions in as opposed to the higher-rated teams in the conference. I agree with him. Where are you on that stance?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's fair to say that he alone is holding it up. I mean, people have to remember that all 11 people on that management committee, that's the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick, everyone has to agree. It has to be unanimous in order for it to change during the length of this current contract, which runs through 2025. So, I mean, if you want to say it's Kevin Warren on that, well, then you could also say it's Greg Sankey, who will only vote for an 8 team that's the 8 best, a 12 team that's the current proposal, or stay at 4. Anything else he pretty much opposes. So as George Kliavkoff of the Pac-12 conference pointed out, there are 6 models that are the most talked about models right now, and somebody opposes at least one of them, right? So I think I just want to say it's kind of unfair to pin it on one person in that room as holding it up, no matter who it is, because everybody disagrees to something in there. But as for the automatic qualifiers, I'll tell you that my opinion doesn't really count because I'm not in the room, but I will tell you why they want it and why there's opposition to it. Kevin has told me personally that he wants it because he believes that the Big Ten schedule is so competitive that if you win the league, you're deserving of a playoff spot, plain and simple. He points out the grueling schedule. The opposition to it is multiple reasons. One, you've got the group of five saying autonomous stature is something that's an NCAA designation. And then when they say autonomous five, that's the way they use it. They're talking about what we call the power five, right? And their argument is the NCAA didn't mean for that to be a competitive advantage. It shouldn't be used that way. So if you're going to get your conference champions automatic bids, why don't we get ours automatic bids? And there's also the argument, well, who's to say that just because you're a Power 5 conference, your champion is good? I mean, if you look at Wake Forest and Pitt, did they have good seasons? Yes, they did. Were they in the top 10? No, they were not. So, you know, you look at that, you look at the Pac-12 champ, not only this year, but last year. Do they deserve to be in the college football playoff just because they won their conference? I mean, you can have a 3 or a 4-loss team winning the league on a given year.
Do you think
just I'm okay with that because it makes every game all the way to the last game in each conference important. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, I know I lost two games. I can't do anything now. But if I win my conference now, you know, that game that I'm playing in the last 2 weeks and into the conference championship game, they're important still. As opposed to all of the games that we play, that we know if you have college football is different than any other sport in that if you lose two games, if you win 80% of your games, you can't get in. Okay, every other sport you can get into a national playoff if you win 80% of your games.
Right. No, I think that's a fair point, and that's part of the argument for it as well. But here's the thing: I think that even in the four-team playoff, the conference championship games have mattered. What if Michigan would have lost the Big Ten? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, I mean, gosh, you go back to the very first year of the playoff, and I remember Florida State was undefeated, and they were not number one in the selection committee's ranking because they won so many close games. And they played Georgia Tech in the ACC championship game, and they played another nail-biter. That game still mattered for Florida State, even though they were undefeated. Because had they lost and Georgia Tech won, I mean, I feel like every year you can go to a conference championship game that's basically a play-in game for even this four-team semifinal. And I don't think that the commissioners, knowing how much they value their conference championship games, would do anything to take away from that. But part of their argument for the 12-team playoff is, to your point, an increased interest through the month of November. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about a much broader field that we're talking about as analysts and fans going into the final ranking of the season.
Do you think it would change the opt-out situation? Because I think one of my concerns would be if a team has their best player or two best players opt out and they're in the playoffs, they're not the same team anymore. And I think consideration for taking that team out is fair because the goal should be to create the best potential outcome for talent in the playoffs so that you get, you know, you have the best teams playing. Do you think that is something that should be in consideration if teams have opt-outs that they could lose their spot?
Well, I think it has to be part of the conversation collectively, even on a broader level, for college athletics administrators right now, because we were seeing so many of them. But I can tell you, Cincinnati coach Luke Fickell at the national championship game, he won the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year award, and he talked about that. And he talked about if there were a 12-team playoff, you'd probably see less because those players would hold in high regard, obviously, the opportunity to play in those games. And I think what we saw this year was an abundance of other bowl games that players said, that's it. I'm not playing for the national championship, so I'll see you later. And, you know, it's a tightrope because these are individual decisions, right? And then, man, you look at a player like Jameson Williams at Alabama who suffered that knee injury in the national championship game. Dude's the first round pick. You know, and he's out there playing for a national title game, and that can happen to any player. So I think that's a fine line and an important discussion to be had, but I do think that if the playoff were to expand, you would see those numbers go down.
Yeah, by the way, three Alabama over the last 2 years, three Alabama wide receivers, ACL tears late in seasons, Jalen Waddle, Mechie, and Jameson Williams. Gets to potentially the torque on the body when you're so explosive, but that's a separate conversation. Another question for you. You can put your fan hat on or your media hat on. Are the changes in college football that are being made right now, and you can take that however you want, playoffs, NIL, whatever, however way you, the portal, is it best for college football or not? Or does it have more to do with money or things that are not necessarily best for college football?
Well, I think what's happening is something that needs to happen, which is shining the light on what's best for the players, right? Because the age-old debate of pay for play has sort of evolved to this point of player empowerment. And the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, those things fall under the, hey, you know, we're not paying players right now, but let's at least give them the same freedom to go to a different school that the chem major has, you know, and their head coach has. and the name, image, and likeness thing as well. So, I mean, as a fan of the game, I'm watching some of these bowl games, and I get paid to watch college football and put it under a microscope. And I'm like, wait, who's coaching? Who's the quarterback? Who left? Who's here? Who's not? And I can't even imagine the general fan watching these games trying to keep track of it all. It's dizzying. So I think in the big picture, it's taken the sport's taken a ding for all of these things. But I think we also have to keep into perspective, how do we smooth it out while still doing what's in the best interest of the student athletes? And that's a tall task for athletic administrators. And, you know, as they go forward later this month and meet in Indianapolis to vote on the restructuring of NCAA governance, these are all things that are on their plates right now. So I think that's a fine balance with that. And the college football playoff expansion certainly falls into that.
You know, the portal and the NIL are taking a bunch of heat. Coaches and their movement is just as dizzying, like you said, Heather. It's gotten to a point of being ridiculous now. Where how much coaches are affecting college football, and look at Lincoln Riley and how it upended Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Your best guess: are we going to have expand? Because it seems like every time we talk about this, it's tabled. No progress. What do you think? Is this going to happen?
Yes. I believe college football playoff expansion is inevitable. I think ultimately they wind up at 12 teams. They're supposed to meet again in a couple of weeks. I will be shocked if in a couple of weeks somehow they all come to an agreement. I've asked Mississippi State President Mark Keenum. He's the chair of the presidents and chancellors who have the vote to change the playoff, why he remains optimistic. And he said because he thinks that there's a willingness to do what's best for the greater good of college football. But these people are on different pages right now, and I don't see what's going to change in a couple of weeks. But ultimately, when the contract expires after the 2025 season, it's a blank slate. And, you know, George Kliavkos in the Pac-12 has said publicly, let's work towards that. And I think it would be easier to come to a consensus instead of a unanimous agreement that the playoff should expand. So I have serious doubts it'll happen before the end of this contract, but I believe that it will happen.
Heather Dinich, College Football Mom, right here, ESPN 97.5, the mom of college football.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and she said, and she's given us the go-ahead on that one.
Right.
Can we sell T-shirts and then just give you the name, image, likeness royalties on this? Or?
Man, if I could just get like 2% of that cut, I'll be on the beach.
Goodness, you're right. Did you find the rubber band? Is the rubber band on the teeth now? Is everything all right?
No.
No, it's not all right. You had kids who were that age at one point, John. Yeah. It's never all right.
No, never. Nothing is
ever. It's just better.
Ever all right.
No,
Heather?
It's not all right. The question, guys, is does the playoff expand before we get these rubber bands on?
I don't know which one will be first. Heather Dinich, we appreciate it once again. As always, thanks for taking your time with us.
Thanks.
All right. Heather Dinich right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.